From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama arrived in Indonesia today, the second stop on his tour of Asia. He is scheduled to stay less than 24 hours before going on to South Korea. In Jakarta, Mr. Obama marveled at the changes the city has undergone in the 40 years since he lived there as a schoolboy. For many Indonesians, this visit is long overdue. The White House has canceled two previously announced trips to the region. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta, President Obama still got a warm and emotional welcome.
In recent days, students at the Mentang State Elementary School have been singing songs about a kid known to his classmates as Barry. In the schoolyard, there's a bronze statue of the 10-year-old Barry Obama with a butterfly perched on his outstretched hand. Eza is a spunky fourth grader who, like many Indonesians, goes by one name. He speaks on behalf of his giggling classmates.
The school is proud because Obama became president.
For 64-year-old Turdi, the presidential visit opens a floodgate of memories. Turdi remembers cooking the oxtail soup and satay skewers that he says young Barry loved to eat.
I used to work at Barry's house when he was a child. I used to cook and babysit for him. I feel very proud to see that he is now the president of a superpower. I understand he's a very busy man now, and I won't get to meet him. But I'm just satisfied that he has come back for a visit.
At a party for Obama fans this evening, his homeroom teacher, Effendi, proudly displayed pictures of his star pupil.
What I remember most about him was his creativity and diligence. He often volunteered to erase the blackboard because he was so tall. And he was very inquisitive, asking lots of questions on every subject.
Also at the party was artist Damien Damatra. He produced the recent film The Kid from Mentang, a semi-fictional account of Obama's childhood days in Jakarta. Damatra says he hopes President Obama's experience will inspire Indonesian youth.
If I can come up with two words, then dream and pluralism is the two words that will come. I believe that the kids in Indonesia, they need to start dreaming. Most of the Indonesian kids, they believe in accepting things, you know, living by your faith, that if your faith is to be poor, then let it be.
Damatra adds that President Obama demonstrated his commitment to pluralism through his stance on two issues of concern to Indonesian Muslims: the Quran-burning Florida pastor Terry Jones and the planned Islamic Center at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan.
And we write letters to him, and then he reacted to that. So for that, Indonesians were very thankful.
Not all Indonesians are swooning at the president's arrival. Ismail Yusanto is an activist with Hizbut Tahrir, an Islamist group that organized protests against the visit. Yusanto doesn't believe the president's overtures to Muslims, including a planned speech at the National Mosque tomorrow, represent any change in U.S. policies.
For us, it's nothing. Obama, we know, he's trying to attract a Muslim world that he really want to build new relationship between U.S. and Muslim world based on mutual respect, as he mentioned. But according to us, this only lip service.
Yusanto says Indonesians should lose their romantic notions of the president's visit. Many folks here have already done that after President Obama canceled previous visits. And analysts note, U.S.-Indonesia ties have developed pretty well recently, even without the visits. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.